This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. 10 people are dead in Afghanistan after an attack on Afghan Vice President Amrullah Saleh on Wednesday. Saleh escaped the attack with only minor injuries to his face and hands. Afghanistan's Interior Ministry said the victims were mostly pedestrians during morning rush hour. Officials said the blast was caused by a planted roadside bomb and targeted Saleh's vehicle convoy. Wednesday's bombing comes ahead of a first round of peace negotiations between Taliban officials and a team of Afghans, including government representatives. The Taliban has denied responsibility for the attack. A Nobel Prize-winning author accused the authorities in Belarus of terrorizing their own people on Wednesday as another opposition politician was detained. Maxim Zanuck was the latest figure to be seized in a systematic campaign by President Alexander Lukashenko to round up leaders of a month-long mass protest movement. Author Svetlana Alexievich called on supporters to unite and not give up. And, quote, there is a danger we will lose the country. In a show of solidarity, with Alexievich, who won the 2015 Nobel Prize for Literature, diplomats from at least 7 European countries joined her Wednesday. Zanuck was detained 2 days after another opposition leader, Maria Kolesnikova, was snatched in the street by masked men. Both are prominent leaders of protests demanding the resignation of Lukashenko following an August 9th presidential election that the opposition says was rigged. Lukashenko denies vote rigging for the election. Follow the story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will visit the battleground state of Michigan on Wednesday, a day after President Donald Trump held a campaign rally in North Carolina. There, President Trump accused former Vice President Biden of supporting the offshoring of American jobs overseas and has also sought to stem Biden's momentum by asserting that he will empower the radical left wing. The president will not be campaigning on Wednesday, but is expected to visit battlegrounds Michigan and Pennsylvania later in the week. Both campaigns see Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, the trio of historically industrial states that helped propel President Trump to his victory in 2016, as key to the November election. Britain threw Brexit trade talks into chaos on Wednesday. Now Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will press on with his plans. The government published a bill Wednesday that says London could ignore parts of the withdrawal agreement, which was signed in January. European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen expressed strong concern about Britain's plans, noting it would destroy trust and undermine trade talks. Britain quit the EU in January, but has remained part of its single market, largely free of trade barriers, under a status quo agreement that expires in December. It has been negotiating a trade deal to take effect from January 1st. British-Swedish pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca has paused its large-scale COVID-19 vaccine global trial. This after a volunteer participant became ill after receiving the experimental drug. The company issued a statement Tuesday saying the pause in testing is a routine action. AstraZeneca developed the vaccine in cooperation with Britain's University of Oxford. The vaccine is being tested in large-scale Phase 2 and Phase 3 trials in several nations, including the U.S., Britain, Brazil, South Africa, and India. While Indonesia has recorded more deaths from the coronavirus than any other Southeast Asian country, it has also seen the most fatalities among medical workers in the region. Experts say poor health protocols in hospitals, a lack of regular testing of healthcare workers, and delays in test results have contributed to the deaths. Looking at the stock market, Wall Street's main indexes opened higher on Wednesday as a rout in technology shares halted and investors shrugged off news about AstraZeneca that it had planned to halt the global trials of its coronavirus vaccine. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.